We worship you, Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercies, your love. Thank you for bringing us here today again. We rejoice in your presence. Your name be praised forevermore. Our eyes are open to see today. Our ears hear. Lord, we receive revelation and light. Move us forward in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing today. Thank you for breakthroughs today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for transformation, Lord God. Thank you for changed lives today. Thank you for miracle power available for us through this meeting. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are going back changed. We are going back refreshed. We are going back illuminated. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God's people say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome somebody by your side. It's good to see you. I'm happy you're here. I'm always happy to have you around. I'm always happy to have you in church. Always happy to have you in church. Glory to God. So, we have been on, we began to talk about getting something from nothing. And we said it's possible you can get something out of nothing. And we looked at fasting. We're talking about fasting. Amen. We're talking about fasting. It's in fasting you can actually get something out of nothing. The currency of fasting, the believer and fasting. And we spent last week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, fasting and seeking God for our lives, seeking God for God. And I still want to talk about it today. No, but we're done. We finished last week, Wednesday, but fasting is deep. And on Wednesday, we did some further work so that we could most likely conclude today on this topic. And I just wanted to show you and hopefully stimulate your appetite, help you begin to hunger for fasting and praying and hearing God. As we said, fasting was hearing God and praying and spending time with God. I want you to meet the hunger for this spiritual discipline that will bring so much reward and results in your life. You need to understand, when we come into God in fasting, we set everything aside. We set a major appetite aside. Food. We need to eat. The Bible says man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Food is important. So we set food aside to say something. I've told you before, fasting is a spiritual statement. It's a statement. When you're fasting, you are making a statement. You are saying something loud. Heaven hears, the devil knows. You just keep it personal within you so that everybody is not just aware. And the Bible says, anoint your hair, go about your day. Not everybody should know. Your father would know. Your father sees. He sees as you humble yourself before him, as you come to him in pursuit of your desire. But saying at this point, you are my desire. It is in you I find this. I seek this for my life. I seek a breakthrough. I seek a healing. I'm seeking stuff. And then I mean this thing. This is important to me. It's real. And I come to you as the source. That's what fasting is. Hallelujah. And we considered the story of Jacob and Esau last week, Sunday. I told you about Jacob and Esau and how Esau ate and lost. But we did not consider the person Jacob. And I think considering Jacob would have even been better for us. Consider the fact that Jacob, I think I came from Esau and we got a light. If Esau did not eat, he wouldn't have lost something. But let's come from Jacob, who had the food. Who had the food and let it go. Jacob had the food he let the food go. Because if we consider from Jacob, I was just meditating, and I was like, boy, this is true. Let's consider from Jacob. Because Jacob made probably porridge for himself. Because Esau would come from the hunt with meat and make his own stuff. So the food he made was just for himself to eat. And so he had the food made ready. He made it. But Esau came and said, I want the food. And he said, okay. I'm not going to eat, but I'm going to get something. Because we think when we eat, the only time we get something is when we eat. The only time I get benefit from my life is when I eat. When I get something, that's the only time that I have to eat. No. He says, okay, I'm not going to eat. So I'm going to give this over to Esau. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to be hungry. And then I'm going to get something. And he got something. Jacob got something from not eating. From doing nothing. Not eating. So in Jacob's case, we see clearly, I think he is the example of this getting something from nothing. Nothing. I didn't eat. Didn't do anything. I just gave somebody else. Somebody else ate and I got blessed. Somebody else ate and I got stuff. I got something spiritual. I got the bed right. I remember I told you we fast in this realm and we feast in the other realm. They got a feast on the other side. A feast that will sustain him for life. Just one meal. When we're talking about fasting, I think you should understand. We're not talking about not eating. No. Just one meal. Morning meal, afternoon meal. Maybe by evening you're taking something. Or like Daniel, unpleasant food. Just biscuit, take water. And carrot, take water. Go through with fruits. You're getting something great, something rich. You are getting God. But that's what fasting is. I need something. I have a big pursuit for my life. I've tried. I told you this. I want you to understand fasting so you can begin to do it. We do it corporately. We do it corporately. Every month. We'll come again next month. We'll fast again. But I feel, let's understand it. Then you begin to hunger for it. It now becomes a season, a time of breakthrough for you. No man can come to God and go back nothing. With nothing. No. So you say, I set everything aside. And most importantly, I said food. Food that seems to be my sustenance. That seems to calm me down when things are off. I'm not fall into the category of I'm down, I'm sad, things are funny, and I fall to food. Come on. Food just becomes like at least. And now, I'm not going to food. I'm going to God. I'm going to God. I have stuff to do, but I'm going to God. And so, we saw Esau, we saw Eve. It took a bite. Maybe two bites, one bite from the apple, mango. Cannot be orange, you have to peel it. I told you that last week. We are just enjoying ourselves. One bite, and then, bam, we're all in trouble. She just didn't eat. So if you consider, would you consider a plate of meal to your destiny? If you say this thing is important, this thing I'm seeking for is important, I really want it, then why can't we let go of one plate of rice today for it? So you can't tell me it's important. It's not important. If you can let one meal go, two meals. Now, John Piper helped me with this. Because in his book, you get this idea of fasting, and then he quickly says something that helped me. He said, food is not bad. Imagine, can you stop with me and say, we are doing 3 days in a whole month. 3 days in a whole month. And you can't help it. You can't help yourself. You're going to have the rest days to eat. So So the days I eat, is it bad? So bad, eating is bad. Eating is not bad. In eating, he says something, and this is very simple to just put it this way. In eating, we are grateful. We appreciate God for blessing us and providing for us. In fasting, we worship God. We magnify God above the food that he provided for us. That's beautiful, man. That's so beautiful. In eating, there's gratitude to God who provides the food. So eating is good. Eating blesses God. There's gratitude. There's appreciation to God. It's not bad. It's because you imagine you have more days to eat than even to fast. So if you say we're doing bad things all through the day, no, eating is not bad. You eat. In eating, I say, God, I appreciate you. I thank you. I'm grateful to you. God is again is glorified. In fasting, I say, now, Lord, I magnify you above the food. God again is glorified. So whether I eat or I do not eat, God is the center of my life. That is beautiful. So we have so many days to eat, and we just have 3 days to stop. That corporately now, corporately. But I'm hoping that in this teaching, through this teaching, you begin to hunger for God and pursue him and see miracles, breakthroughs in your life by your personal fasting. Your personal discipline of fasting. Take a day. Someday. I told you, that was on Wednesday. It was one of you here. I said, 3 days is basic for a believer. 3 days. Normal. You should get that light in 3 days. Esther said, let's fast 3 days. Fast 3 days for me, Esther said. Fast for me 3 days. And I can't spend all the time talking about all stuff about fasting. I just want to introduce you to fasting and give you a hunger for fasting. But there are a lot of things we could talk about. You could fast for somebody. From that scripture, we see you could fast for somebody. Esther said, fast for me. She was going before the king. And if the king didn't welcome her, she would be in trouble. So she said, fast for me. Let God help me. 3 days, boldness comes. The boldness came and then she went. So the whole everybody fasted for her to go and be safe. He said, if I perish, I perish. You could fast for somebody. So you could actually take a day out, a day to pray and to fast for your mom, for your sibling. I'm fasting for somebody. Lord, I humble myself before you. I come before you because only you can do this. Now, what is left? There's nothing left between us. As I stand before you, as I come before you today, this Monday, this Tuesday, or Thursday, or this Friday, as I come before you, there's nothing between us. There's no food. There's nothing left. You are my satisfaction. It's a spiritual statement. You are my satisfaction. It is from you I will get this thing. I can't get it if I keep running around. I've been running around through the week. Through the month, I've been running around. But I want to stop and say, come to you and say, Lord, you are my satisfaction. It is from you. I humble myself. It is me saying, I'm humble before you. I'm humble before you. Come through for me. It's me. I stop. In fasting, you stop. There's no energy to run around. You let food go. You receive your fear from God, not from food. The energy I have now is coming from the spirits. Maybe I'll add this to it. When you fast, you feast on heavenly bread. You feast on the bread of life. You let go of bread here, but you are feasting on another bread, the bread of life. When you fast, not if you fast, when you fast, that's what Jesus says. I'm saying that again. When you fast, you let go of bread here and you feast on divine bread. You feast on the living bread. You are saying, it is that bread I want, not this bread. That bread can sustain me. When you fast, it will seem as though you are about to die. Come on. I get a good response from that one. Say, you feel me there? As if I'm going to die. 10 o'clock, my legs are shaking. 12 o'clock, the headache is full set headache. 2 o'clock, I can't see very well.
but you wouldn't die. Guess what? At that point where there's no life in your body from this bread, you receive life from the other side. He gives you fresh life. He gives you new life. He gives you fresh energy to run. And so you meet your goals. You see breakthroughs. You see miracles in your life. So on Wednesday, we've already come from there, touched all those things. And remember, I told you also on Sunday let's do that. The devil don't want you to fast. And even you too don't like fasting. The question is why? Because it's powerful. It's something that helps you. So on Wednesday, I began to talk to you about the fast, that the fact of fasting as hearing God. There's nothing between me and you, God. Now I want to hear you. So we talk about prayer and fasting. So we're not talking about prayer and praying more. If not, we would have just said prayer and praying more. We said prayer and fasting. So I'm praying, spend time praying, and then in fasting, it connotes I come to hear God. So prayer and hearing God. And that brings intimacy. That brings me into the presence of God. Fasting draws you closer to God. I'm nearer to God now. There's no food between us. There's nothing between us. I'm weak. I humble myself before you. He speaks to me in fasting. I talk to him in prayer. He speaks to me because this is where I am now, humble before him. So we stood on Jesus' word when he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So when I'm not eating, guess what? I'm hearing. And we considered Acts of the Apostles. The Bible says the apostles, some certain apostles and prophets and co, they were ministering to God and fasting, and the Lord said. Ministering to the Lord and fasting, and the Lord said. So, they heard God. Jesus was going into his public ministry, and he took some time out to fast. Something big, something huge. God speaks. I come to God. I spend time. These days I spend with God, quietly seeking his face inside, gives me boldness and confidence. And then I go outside and I see rewards everywhere. I see breakthroughs everywhere. Are you still here? All right. I'm trying to help you see and enjoy fasting, desire to fast. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 10, will you please take your Bibles there? Acts 10. I want to show you another hearing God in fasting. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 10. So in Acts 13, we see the apostles and prophets, they heard God ministering to God and fasting. So I told you in that scripture, we see they ministered to God and fasted. In ministering to God, we understand they sang psalms and praise and prayed. Then in fasting, we understand they hear God. So you just round it up, put it together like I told you on Wednesday. Fasting is simple. I'm leaving all this stuff and I quiet my spirit to come to you. I talk to you and I want to hear your voice. I want to get your direction. And I'm still going to show you some more scriptures today. We're going to be doing scripture through today, so that I can finish my Wednesday foundation and touch some things today. We looked at Jehoshaphat, right? Remember, he called all Israel, everybody fast. And then they fasted, and then they heard a word from God, and they went and got victory. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 10, verse number 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius. Are you there? A centurion of the band called the Italian band. A devout man. And one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. You see that now? You see, he gave alms to the people and he prayed to God. Remember Matthew? When you do your alms, when you pray, then when you fast. Remember? Do you see Cornelius here? Alms, prayer. Let's touch fasting. In verse number 30. Come on, look at it. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. You see Cornelius now? Let me tell you. Fasting completes this discipline you must have. We can pray, we can give, we must fast. Look at it here. Jesus said it in Matthew, when you pray, when you give, when you fast. We see a man. The Bible, to me, when I do this, I just smile. It's beautiful. It says again, this man prayed, he gave, and then he's a fasting man. In the fast, he got a visitation. He got a visitation. In that visitation, the Gentiles were led into Christ through this man who gave, who prayed, and fasted. We need to fast. We need to take some time out. We need to take some time and stop. I'm doing nothing. I'm not going to run around. I'm just going to go sit at his feet. I'm going to humble myself before God. I wish I had weeks, maybe 4 or 5, really, which I wanted to do. Because, really, can I just do this for you and think about it? The Bible says, humble yourself before under the mighty hand of God. I like to tell people, please, before you begin to speak English, because when people are talking to me, they speak English. I say, no, clarify. What did you say? No, I said, what is the meaning of that word? So if we say, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, the next thing to ask me, and if I'm a sincere believer, is how? How? Because you say, the Bible says, oh, you come surgery. Genesis 25, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So but the most important thing for me is practical. I don't talk about Christianity in terms of Greek, Hebrew, and loud languages and hyping stuff and make stuff look so spiritual so that everybody thinks I'm a spiritual genius and I came from the third heavens or some other heaven. I don't know which one is higher. First one, second one, third one. Again, you see how lost I am. Some people will know. I just see heaven or just heaven. Let's leave it at heaven. Thank you very much. They know they can break the heavens for you. Who cares? The most important thing is the practicality of your life here and how it works here. That's what God cares about. That's what I care about. That's why I teach. That's how I teach. It has to be practical. We must fast. I pray, I give, and I fast. It's a discipline you must have. You should have. You may say, it's too important. I can't deal with food. Then if it's too important, then the things you pursue for your life and for your destiny is not important. You say, this is important. If this is important, then the two objects cannot occupy the same space. You must learn the discipline. You should learn the discipline. You should do it. You should fast. When you fast, so Cornelius fasted, he heard from God. An angel came. In one chapter, we see he prayed, he gave alms, and he fasted. All this he did. All this we must do because we might get to the place where we pray. But we came fast. That doing nothing and being before God and humble ourselves before him comes the issue. So I just going back to using that word because I think since I've said it at all in this teaching, I used it. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. How? One of the greatest ways you do that is in fasting. In fact, David says, I humbled myself with fasting. That is when I stop. I stop thinking. You can't even think. That blurriness of your eye is correct. I know. Your leg is shaking. Your leg should shake so that his leg will be standing firm for you. Your body should be weak so that he will be strong for you. There's an exchange here. This is what your body is saying when you are. Your body is speaking. Your body is praying. You add your body. You add your body to your voice. So I'm going. Someone says, I have to fast. So I must spend the prayer. If you can. And it's what I would ask you to do. Take some time out to fast. If you can't go out, just stay. So if you can draw out your schedule so that you can be quiet. But if you can't draw out your schedule so that you can be at home and do stuff and you have to go to work, please go to work. As you go to work, your body joins in the shouts for more of God. Your body joins in the shout for only God. This matter is only God. Help me. So we look at Ezra. I'm going to do this thing again. Ash. Okay. What I want to do, take some. Ezra. Go to Ezra chapter number 8. Only thing left with now is your instructions, my humility. My body joins in the seeking. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says, see, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to him must believe. Come on. That is a reward of them who diligently seek him. You must believe that he is, and that is a reward of them who diligently seek him. In fasting, I'm seeking him. And when I seek God and I come to him, guess what? He rewards me. Your father who sees in secret will reward you in open. You diligently seek him. He reward you. So I'm seeking God and I add fasting to it. I'm diligently seeking him. Everything now. You're with your phone and you're talking and then you're doing that stuff. I'm seeing you and it doesn't make sense. You're in church. Just try and focus. You should be here if you're here. You should be here if you're here. Right? Just try. You just keep the phone. That's the idea. You just have an hour here. You keep your phone forever. When you leave here, you can do what you like. Many of us must learn this discipline. You see, fasting many a times, 2 days, 3 days, like I said, and you have the whole month, and then you still can't fast. You still won't let it go. Eat and eat and eat. You can't let it go. But you have 3 days. There's no way you die. But we do. We want God. We want him. But we cling to everything here, including food. That means we can't let go. Food. Is it God or my stomach? Is it seeking God for this thing I really require, that I really want, or my stomach? I want to hear God. I want to break through in my life. Many of us say those kind of things, but we don't mean it. Because when we say, let's do 5 days, 1 week, you are like, for what? Like, for what? Let's do 5 days for you, for your life, for your breakthrough. I'm like, for what? I can't, I will die. I'm hungry. Jesus was hungry. Peter was hungry. He was on the roof praying and seeing visions of food. You see, Pastor, we're fasting and I now saw myself eating jollof rice. That's spiritual bread of life, jollof rice. Eat it and be full. If you see somebody there attending and you say, please bring water. Brings water. He feeds you there. You'll be hungry. You won't die. He rewards our diligence as we seek him in fasting. So I stop and I say, Lord, I need you. He rewards my diligence. All right, let's go to Ezra. Let me see. I will show you this and then maybe we'll push up from there. All right, I showed you Ezekiel. Ezra chapter number 8. I don't want you to... You know why I brought up this dear man of God said? Because I don't want you to see, because I'm going to be doing fasting is the way. I don't want you to now think that if you, once I eat, God will just be angry that you are eating. No, he's happy when you eat. He's excited that you eat. You eat in thanks and in appreciation. You eat and then you fast. So they come in, the two of them glorify God. In Ezra chapter number 8, verse number 21. He says, then I proclaim the fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek him of a right way for us. And and for our little ones, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way. Because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Verse 23. So we fasted and besought our God for this. And what happened? And he was entreated of us. So this is where I told you, you see, you can fast for something. Esther did the same thing. And then, but the key here, what I want us to take from here is that he was entreated of us. It means that we came to him, he heard us. So they had an assurance, having been with the Lord. So in fasting, I want to be with God. I want to be with the Lord. I'm not going to eat. I'm not doing anything. I just want to sit at his feet. And those who come to God, sit at his feet, receive from him, they go up. They experience glory. So you must want it. I want you to begin to desire and hunger to fast. And make it a personal discipline for yourself. You are going through stuff. Have you thought to not just beyond? There are many things you could do. Because there are many powers in the Christian walk. There are many things you could do for power, to see the power of God manifest. Fasting is one of them. You can praise. You can dance. Say, today we're going to go in and then we're going to just dance away everything. As you dance and praise God and do all that, the chains of the devil is broken. The Bible says he inhabits our praises. So God himself comes down, attends to the praise. So praise is powerful. You say, woo! You want to do that one? What about the fasting one too? Because the fasting one too is powerful. So I don't like this one. But this is the one that is good. That, you can imagine, if I were doing that, I would see him inhabits the praise. So he comes down and then bam, he comes down and everywhere shakes. Now, everywhere is not shaking, everywhere is not coming down. I'm just going to him. I don't want him to come say, I want to go to him. Fasting is powerful. Thank you, those of you responding. And those of you don't respond, thank you too. I'm seeing you. You have no response. It's like you are fasting. The responders, I'm excited. The non-responders, I'm excited. Anyway, I'm doing a good job. I just imagine those guys online just offended. All right, I love you guys online. Thank God you're there. We're always excited to have you join us in service. It's beautiful. Church here is just beautiful and sweet. All right. So we want to fast. We want to take time out to fast, to seek God, hear God. And so I told you something on Wednesday, and I just want to do this next few minutes I have. We come to God in fasting and in prayer. We have a desire. There's something we want. I was talking to my wife before I left the house just now. I said, this thing I did, I would have just done it maybe like 5 weeks extended, because there are a lot of things to thought. We might be fasting sometimes, not because we want something. We're just fasting because we want him. Just fasting to be with him. Nothing. I just want more of God. Can I get more of God? I'm hungry for him. I don't want anything again. And that is also important. But the one that you would want to hear about now, at least now in this context, is how I can get something. You know, that's how we all are. Get something. All right. So you can get something from nothing, actually. And that is true. You can get so much. Just being with God. Just being with him. But when we fast, like, so on Wednesday, I established it. So if you're not here on Wednesday, you have to get the teachings there for free. You go download it. It's on our website. And you can get it on Mixer. It's on the show reel also on Mixer. All right. So I said, when you fast, one of the thing that happened, I tried to show you that fasting is hearing God. Fasting brings you to the place where you hear God. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So in fasting, one thing that happens as we come to God is see ourselves where we are. And he tells us, either as we meditate upon his word or a fresh revelation to us, what we must do, the change that will come in our lives. So in Isaiah chapter number 58, turn there quickly. Isaiah 58. Isaiah chapter number 58. Verse number 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. They are beginning to love loving God. They're not loving God. They love loving God. It's John Piper. It's not me. But it's funny how we could love loving God. They take delight. That's what it says. But imagine we come in. There's this praise and this dance, and we are a amen, and it's clicking, and then the instrumentals are there, and then we add a saxophone and then talking drum. Ah, you see, they're loving God. You see this guy loving, and you're like, they love being dead. I mean, I'm going over there. When you say, are you there? Say, I don't know. You miss that stuff. They can't miss it. That's love, loving God. All those things are towards a God. And that's a tendency we could have when we prefer to be and enjoy the activities in His presence beyond the person, God. They take delight in approaching to God. Verse 3, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Do you see that now? We fasted. Wherefore are we fasting? You've not seen it. You see us. As concerning the hypocrites, they say you fast so that men can see you and you get your reward. So we fast so that God can see me. I want fast so that God can see me. So they're saying we're fasting so that you see us. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debates, and to smile with the feast of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. That's that. What it says, that if you fast like you do today, your voice will not be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? Verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy red guard. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and shalt say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke and the putting of the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in the obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. So, So we see fast here now. I've spent about 2-3 hours on this subject, on this verse, on this chapter rather. Those verses, I've spent hours on them. But we see this connected in a fast. Why? Why? Because when we fast, He highlights our need for change. He highlights our errors and what we must adjust. So when I come to God, Like we say now, I fast and I come to God. I come to God. I leave everything aside and it's just me and him. Then he tells me, do this, go here, do like this. Remember that boy, give. So in your fast, you could find yourself in this past we're talking about, seeking God for a car, for a house, for a husband. And in that fast, you are hearing, pay that girl her money. That girl, you're saying, and you're like, no, get behind me. Devil. No, that's not devil, that's God. That's God. So if you are hearing all that in your fast, you are correct. You are spending time with God. You are spending time with God. So, because I can't, you know, I wanted to dodge this and not tell you fast and go, I tell you fast, hear God. No. But he's telling us now that the fast I seek is practical. That when you come to me, he didn't say don't fast. He said, when you come to me, these are the things that I'm hearing. These are the things I've told you to do. But you don't do anything. But you just come to me and say, oh, no, I'm there. Okay. Like, you're not seeing anything. You know why he said? He said, you're not seeing anything. Your health will come speedily. Your light will shine in obscurity. Your darkness will be like noonday. So the fast comes down to what I do again. So I spend time with God. I hear his voice. I hear him. And you hear his voice. You know what I'm talking about. He tells you, in that fast, he tells you, let go of that stuff. Give that thing. That thing that is like God to you. Like idolatry. You begin to worship that thing. Give it out. In that fast, he said, let go of that quarrel, that beef. Let it go. Let go. In that fast, that's what he's telling you. I said, you are with God now. Nothing between you and him now. It's you I seek. You are more than everything I seek. And I know that with you, I can get that stuff. He said, right, with me, you can get it. You want to come to me? This is me. Now, remember I told you to let go. Have you given that girl that shoe? I said, give that shoe out. Don't worry. He's like, no, I've come fast because I need money. I need big breakthrough. And he says, give that shoe out. They say, okay, then let go of that. This wickedness, you're still owing that people that guy money. Go and pay her that money. And like, I'm fasting now. Why is all this thing coming to my mind? It's Holy Spirit. See, you always spend time. You are fasting, no? And that's when he starts telling you, spend time on. You spend too much money on this stuff. Eh? You're spending all your money. Where does it go? You are fasting. And you're seeing all your money is going towards you know, bought this one. You bought, okay, look at all those things you bought now. Not too much. And that place of humility before God, and when you humble yourself before God, you are hearing all these things. Then you are cutting out all those things. And then things are changing for you. So I'm trying to show you another way you get the reward of God for your life. Because he says, like, if you do these things, then all these things will happen to you. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of God shall be thy red guard. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Imagine at that point you are saying, he said, you cry, and he says, here I am. Not far from you. He said, but you are fasting, afflicting your soul, and I'm speaking to you. You hearing nothing. That's why I tell you, in fasting, you are hearing God. You come to God to hear his instruction. You come to God to hear his what he will say to you. Cornelius heard God in fasting. He heard God. He said, send people to call Peter to your house. You hear God. You get confidence. Esther had some must have received some confidence from God. You can't be with God and go back empty. So she went to be with God and fasted and prayed, and she receives confidence and strength. When you fast, truthfully, you have boldness to go anywhere before anybody. You just went before a big God, the King of Kings, and spent days before him, and your soul was bared to before him. He could touch your soul and point it and remove things and pick things out. Nobody can make you inferior, make you small, no matter the GP drives, no matter the house he lives in. You just knock the door, go. I've just gone before the King of Kings. Fasting gives you so much power. It does. You get a reward. He sees and he rewards you. So in your fast, as you hear these corrections, as you hear the Holy Spirit bring, you are fasting and you are going and you are hungry. You are hungry. You're weak at that time. You can't even. There's no point. You're just going quietly, doing your work, doing your stuff, and saying, Lord, I seek you. Oh Lord, if you would do this thing for me, if you please break through, I really would want to see it in my life. I really want your direction for this matter. I really want your protection. I really want your favor to be upon me in this matter. You're doing all that, and then you're hearing in your spirits now. That guy, the way you treat that guy, don't treat people that way. Stop that. All those things are the adjustments he needs you to make so that the things you are crying for can now come out. That's a place. That's why hearing. That hearing is important. It's important. Because a lot of times, a lot of believers come, we fast again and go back the same way. Just hoping that because we are hungry, he will not pity for us. It's not pity. He's talking to you. You come before him. You humble yourself before him. He speaks to you. It's not just for you to come and then also did not come to do the other part where he's fasting and prayer. And then you are fasting and you are talking. I wouldn't allow him to point out things he needs to point out you need to change in your life. So you come again, you're praying, you pray. You pray again. Either you are ruminating scripture, meditating upon scripture, or a fresh light comes into you in terms of revelation, or you are actually going and finding something in scriptures. But something changes. And so that's why on Wednesday I urged you from here that you need to consider fasting as a time to hear from God. So, and I told you on Wednesday again also, and I want to just round up with that because that's really the key. I just want to show you Isaiah 58 and make it and seal this thing here. That in prayer and fasting, what you are actually saying is the basic Christian need to spend time with God and to mean it by knocking off food. You could spend time with God with food. You could eat. I eat and study. I don't say I'm going to study. I don't eat. I eat. I study my Bible. I read. I read the Bible. I eat. I eat every day. But when you fast, come on, you add that thing of, Lord, this thing is serious. I want to hear your voice. I want to change. I want to get this thing in my life. So if you are seeking something in your life, you want to see something in your life, I urge you, I've done the best I could do for 3 hours to bring you to the place where you would now begin to fast. At least, and understand what it is. It's not hunger strike. I'm not going without food so that God will not see that since I'm hungry and then he will not do something for me. No. I'm coming to him. I'm saying, Lord, you are more than everything I could require. You, if laying hold of you, is laying hold of everything. Now, will you help me go forward? And he'll help you. And sometimes in helping you, he speaks to you a new revelation, a new light. It shows you something you're not doing. Like in this case, they're not doing what they should do. It's an old revelation. Just need to bring it again to the forefront of their hearts. And then get them out to do these things. Hallelujah. So I want to spend some time fasting and praying. There are needs in my life. There are needs in my life. There are things I require. There are things I want to see in my life. We fast every month for the things we require. A new month. We've not been in April 2022 before. Lord, will you help us this month? Will we stop everything and say, Lord, it's you? That's what we mean. You should join us. And as you fast like this, like I told you on Wednesday, we do it three days every month. January is 7 days. So if we do the mass, we arrive at what again? Huh? No. 7, 10, 3 times 10 months already is 30, 37. The last month, okay, it's 40 days. 40 days. That's 40 days corporately. What about if you add one day a month? The ministers already do more than that. It means already do over 50 days. And then what about if you add a day or two in seeking God and you see greater breakthrough in your life? What is the cost of one meal? What is the cost of not eating one day? Come on. For what you seek this year. Come on. Look at it. One day. You just take out one day in a month, a whole month. I'm not eating through today. I just take water or take banana or carrot or something, simple fruit, and I go the whole day. Or I just keep the meals, take water and eat in the evening. Whatever you do. See, I didn't do all the types of fasting and how you can do it, but we'll do all that some other time. The first thing I want you to do is I want to fast. At least when we call for a fast, I need everybody in church to join in that fast. You will see breakthroughs and you will see the reward of God in your life. So I come into April. We'll come into the next month again. We're fasting. It's May. So I seek you, Lord. I seek you again for my life as I go into this month. Help me. Help me get this promotion, get this job, get this stuff and all that. So I seek the Lord. Oh, Lord, I just seek you. I want you to make it a personal discipline for your life. For your business. Lord, I want my business to expand. I've worked hard at it. But I can keep working hard at it. I'll just be there. Lord, I want you. I don't want to leave my business. I want to seek you. In fasting, you actually make it, you actually take that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God, seek ye first the kingdom of God, as and make it real. All other things will be added. So in fasting, I stop. I do nothing. I just seek God. And I get a great reward. I get a great abundance in my life. And that is what the Bible says. That's what we see. We hear his voice. He speaks to us. We are not eating here, but on the other side, we are eating. We are feasting. We are getting weak on this side, and we are waiting for the bread of life. I rather the bread of life than this bread, this rice, this beans. This. I prefer that bread. Are you still here? I want to see God's reward in my life. So please add it. Because we desire stuff. I know you do. Expansion, increase. But food is too important. Then you have not, that thing is not important. That thing you are seeking is not really important. If it's really important, one day of not eating, it will not even be enough. And I said on Wednesday that a believer will fast a lot because he has a lot of things in front of him. So if you have a great destiny, you learn, you look at it and like, I can't get there by myself. God, it's you I need. You become someone that leaves food from time to time to magnify God, to seek God. And I hope that through this series you've seen it. These 3 hours, you've seen it. And I hope you join us every time we fast. And I hope beyond joining us every time we fast, I hope that you begin to fast. I want to say something. It might look funny, but when you take my discussion on Jacob and the fact that he gave his food out, he said, you know, Nobody told us Jacob was fasting. He gave the food out. Nobody told us Jacob was fasting. He wanted to eat actually. But something else came up. And he saw an opportunity to get something bigger. And took it. And so he began to fast. I just want to say that even when it seems that there's nothing in the house. And you're hungry and you really would eat. But there's nothing in the house. You could as well just go on a fast. I know I said it like that. You know, have you considered, they said, when you worry, turn it to prayer. I just gave you another one now. When there's no food, just turn it to fasting. In that way, you don't lose anything. Because I know that Jacob just entered into, thank you, Jesus. He just began to seek faith, God, and just say, Lord, I appreciate you. Because there's no food to eat. So I just want to say that I know that will sound somewhat this way, but if somebody will tell you worry, you have all the worry in the world, turn it to prayer. When you wake up at night, David said, when I wake up at night, I remember all you've done, and I praise and I pray. So I wake up at night, I can't sleep. I spend the time doing something meaningful. So I wake up and I check my kitchen and there's no food. I spend the day doing something meaningful. So if you consider my story on Jacob, for those of you who are Bible people, and because people listen to me everywhere, and you say, but Jacob wasn't fasting, he just had the food. So what do you mean? He just had the food. Maybe when he turned it into fasting. He saw an opportunity and took something bigger. So I see an opportunity where there's no food in the house, and I fast. And I turn it into something bigger. Lord, I'm seeking you. I seek your face. I just trust that was for somebody. I don't even know, but you get up and there's no stuff. Don't cry. Don't say there's no stuff. Just then join Daniel. Unpleasant meal. Do an unpleasant meal. Just take things there and then go and say, Lord, today is for you. Give it to God. Then you lose nothing. You turn everything, every situation, every time to God. And then you fast. You see God. In your brokenness and in your need,
seek God. You pray also. You give as much as you can give. You give, you pray, and you fast. You must add that discipline to it. It's important to help you. Trust somebody blessed today.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's put our hands together for Pastor. Come on, if you've been blessed now, let's put our hands together louder. Hallelujah. All right, let's package our offerings. And then if you're paying your tithe, as usual, there's a slip inside the envelope. Let's do it to fill it appropriately. Getting a whole lot of something from nothing. Come on. If you can't take some time to just let go of food, the thing you need might not be as important as you thought it was, or as you've been telling yourself that it is. Come on. Is that important? A meal a day, 2 days, 3 days will not be too much of a stuff to let go for the breakthrough that you desire in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this teaching. This teaching is one of those teachings that you just take on and on all through the days of your life, as the case is. And again, next month, like Pastor said, we'll be here to fast. We can always revisit this teaching before the fast begins. And we have it recorded. Thank God for technology. So we always have it. So before the fast for next month, you could take out a day to just listen to these teachings again as we engage. So that as you are entering into the fast, you know what you are doing. You're not just going on hunger strike. You're going actually to seek God and say, Father, I desire you more than these other things. Father, I'm going to stop running. Stop trying by myself and just come to you. And he says, I look unto the Lord, where cometh my help. His help, our help come from him. So when we stop and say, we are not eating, we want to look unto you. We want to wait on you. We want to just sit down at your feet and just be hungry but desire you. And then we'll definitely see him, like Pastor said. He said, if you diligently seek the Lord, come on, you will find him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's all be on our feet as we give to God this morning.